Today, we're going to do something a little different on the Own Your Intuition show. I'm going to lead you in a guided meditation where you might see and experience the wisdom of your own soul and know what medicine your soul has to offer the future. Grab your journal and, if possible, for this episode, a place to lay down or sit quietly.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. Did you know that you can get intuitive guidance about the best way forward on your path by using your breath? I've got a free download for you on exactly how to do this. Head to the show notes of this episode to grab it. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. We're going to do something different on today's Own Your Intuition show. I have not ever done this on a show before. This week, I'm going to guide you in a meditation. I call this meditation Seeding the Future. It's one that I did during a recent moon cycle with my Own Your Intuition students and alumni. Right now, it aligns with the new beginnings nature of spring that we're in. But it's also relevant for any time that you are at a moment of new beginning and or for a time you want to feel into the future and see what your best self or what your wise wisdom might have for you there. So you might want to bookmark this episode. I suggest that you listen to it when you are in a place where you can follow the pull of where your own inner wisdom is drawing you. I suggest you have your journal on hand to write down a few notes afterward, but you can also listen to this episode more than once. Okay, so let's begin. Close your eyes and start with a few deep breaths. As you continue to breathe deeply, allow your body to soften and relax, knowing that you are completely held by the earth and can let go, feeling and being held. Allow your limbs one by one to sink into the earth's hold. Your feet, your ankles, your shins and calves, your knees soften and relax into Mama Earth's loving embrace, knowing that whatever is holding you up now in this room you are in is being held by the great big Mama Earth, who is always holding all of her creatures. Now your thighs release and relax. Your bum, your pelvic bowl, the center of your belly, your navel, your first lifeline, your navel, relaxes into the loving embrace of our planet, who has always, always held you. Now your ribs and chest relax and let themselves be held. Your shoulders soften and let go of their holding. Your neck, your head, your hair, now feel held and relaxed. Your mind, that scintillating, powerful energy of creation, can now relax, feel easy, and be held and peaceful, like an animal curling up for a snooze under a soft blanket. All parts of you are now feeling held. Now that your body is completely held, in your mind's eye, I want you to notice that just near you, just next to you, is a room or a cocoon, a special healing temple just for you. It could be a place you have visited before in your mind or in your waking life. Whatever it looks like, it exemplifies the safest, most secure, and sacred place. You sense that in there is a healing and holy place, and it is perfect for you. Just notice it for a minute. Notice what it looks like. What qualities does it have? Does it have a specific color or colors? Now, knowing that your body and being is already completely held and cared for, in a second, you are going to enter into your personal temple, bubble, or room of healing, whatever it looks like for you. But first, before you do, in this safe space in your mind, I want you to slowly, using the tool of your imagination, to start to undress and unburden yourself. For now, for your healing, let any heaviness fall away. And not just your clothes. Unburden yourself of every heavy feeling, unknowing, or cumbersome task that you have felt yourself holding on to, or wading through, or mired in for the last few years, even. These cares, these burdens, these cumbersome holdings drop away from you, piled in a heap next to whatever clothes you also wanted to get rid of for now. Anything that you have wondered about, tried to figure out, quandaries, challenges, burdens that you have held, heartaches that you have experienced, they all get dropped into this pile next to your clothes, still held by Mama Earth, who can easily hold all things. Your burdens are nothing to her. In fact, she has already been holding you with their weight. The burdens and hardships of the recent years fall away. Any burdens and hardships from the whole of your life are now left in a pile next to the door of your healing temple. You do not need to carry this weight into your temple, into your cocoon. It is simply not necessary. Unburdening yourself, you get to be free of them. You get to leave them behind for the space of our meditation and possibly beyond, if it serves your highest good. When you feel ready, you enter into your personal healing space. In this space, only your highest self and the most benevolent healing powers exist. What do you find there? What does it feel like? How are you held? What do you notice in this space where you exist free of earthly burdens? Here, in this space, where your own holy soul is cared for and cocooned in the most loving way, you are free. You are free to imagine and experience something new. A future that does not carry the weight of burdens. This is a place of seed planting. You are the seed. Inside your soul is a seed of goodness for the future. You are here on Earth at this time for a reason. Within you, you hold one or many important elements of a beneficent future. And now that you are free of your recent and past burdens, you are free to feel and experience what medicine, what goodness you might enliven or sprout for this future. Sit in the center of your cocoon, your temple or healing room, feeling yourself receiving healing from all fronts, surrounded by goodness and medicine. Feel yourself receiving the care and support and grace and ease you need in order to not just continue life on earth, but also thrive and help others to do so too, even if only by your own example. Receive your care. Knowing that this healing will continue for as long as it needs to complete, even if that is in your dreams tonight, after this meditation is done, it is now time to visit the future in your mind's eye. Having received your healing, now, when you close your eyes upon the screen of your mind, you will see a positive vision of the future. A future, a world that has already been through its metamorphosis. A future that is also now unburdened by the journey of arriving there. Your highest self now shows you a quality or qualities of this benevolent future. What do you see on the screen of your mind's eye? What quality do you see? How is it exemplified? What beneficent story or quality presents itself to you? Stay with that understanding a bit longer. Allow yourself to be shown whatever serves your highest good to be seen. Feel yourself energetically glean whatever it is important for you to understand or embody for this future while in the personal healing temple of your mind. Take your time. Slowly now, you will begin to bring your awareness back to your earthly body, knowing that your healing and vision comes with you. When you feel ready, you will exit your temple on the opposite side from where you came in, on the side that is facing the future. on the outside of your temple, you will find whatever clothes or experiences that benefit you to don. Into this future, you need take only what serves you or the collective and your highest good. You may find that your clothes look different now. Maybe they are the same, but modified, brightened, washed, bejeweled, or woven in a new way. When you have attired yourself, become even more aware of your body as it is now, resting, still held in the earth's embrace, wherever you are right now. When you are ready, you can open your eyes and make your way up to your journal if you have one there and would like to jot down some notes. What did you see in this future? What do you bring to this future? What qualities do you exemplify in this future, this beneficent future, and how can you start to bring them into your experience and vibe and reality right now? This is the kind of thing I do each new moon with my Own Your Intuition students. It's one of the things we do. Each new moon, we do what I call the new moon deep dive, where we carve out time to be with and listen to our wise knowing, to hear what she has to offer us, what she wants us to know. We connect with our highest self and we listen to her guiding wisdom. It's not something we only do on the new moon, though. Connecting with, creating a relationship with your highest self is an essential part of what I teach my students. So, coming out of this unusual, perhaps, podcast meditation, I would encourage you to begin to embody now, right now, this very day and week, the quality that you are bringing forward into this future. We need you there. We need each and every one of us and the important role each of us has to play in rebuilding and reweaving a quilt that supports all of humanity and all of the earth. So thank you for coming along with me on today's journey. And if you would like to do this more, you know what to do. Circle up with us at my Own Your Intuition program. All my love. This is Aimée Cartier. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode gave you insight into what you are bringing forward into the future, how you may add positively to this world for yourself and others. If you are ready to make time and space and learn tools for cultivating and being able to hear the wisdom of your own soul, which is essentially what your intuition is, if you are ready to garner the wisdom and the ethereal help already available to you, then I would love to have you circle up with us in my Own Your Intuition program. We'll circle together for 13 moons, meeting bi-monthly on the new and full moons. You'll have plenty of time to learn, practice, and experience the magic of your own intuition with my support, cheerleading, and guidance. You can drop into the program at any time and start your 13-month journey circling with us now. Take care.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.